Forewarned. Diana took the car up to 90, but the van wouldn't be shaken off. She pushed her foot further down on the accelerator and touched 100, but it still remained less than a car's length behind. She flicked her headlights onto high beam, turned on her hazard lights, and blasted her horn at anyone who dared to remain in her path. She could only hope that the police might see her, wave her onto the hard shoulder, and book her for speeding. A fine would be infinitely better than a crash with a young tearaway, she thought, as the Audi estate passed 110 for the first time in its life. But the black van couldn't be shaken off. Without warning, she swerved back into the middle lane and took her foot off the gas, causing the van to draw level with her, which gave her a chance to look at the driver for the first time. He was wearing a black leather jacket and pointing menacingly at her. She shook her fist at him and accelerated away, but he simply swung across behind her like an Olympic runner, determined not to allow his rival to break clear. And then she remembered something, and felt sick for a second time that night. "Oh my God!" she shouted aloud in terror. In a flood, the details of the murder that had taken place on the same road a few months before came rushing back to her.